Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Chase Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason. Willie Donick is in the air, headed to Chicago. Chase and D. Mace here. Nick Kieser behind the glass as well. So looking at the NFL as a whole, with the games coming up, most of the games will be on Saturday. There is a triple header on Christmas Day on Sunday. But the big one on Saturday, the Cowboys and the Eagles. Jalen Hurts suffered a sprained shoulder in Sunday's win over the Jets, or over the Jets, over the Bears. He is questionable this week. So it could be, Derek,
yes,
Minshew mania.
He's back.
He is back.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. You know, but oh well. Oh well. So kind of go from there.
Yeah, so what do you think about that, though, with this, the Eagles have only lost one game.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big one. Even with Hurts in the lineup, this was not going to be an easy game in Dallas.
No.
Taking on the Cowboys, especially the Cowboys coming off that loss. So what do you think about the potential of Hurts being out?
I think it's going to be huge, a huge loss for Dallas. I mean, not Dallas, the Eagles. Because, you know, they were in a groove. I mean, last week's game, the Eagles played. I mean, Jalen was on fire. Running the football, throwing the football. I think A.J. had like 100 and almost 200 yards. Devontae Smith had over 100 yards, I believe. Jalen Hurts was running the football. Coincidentally, he gets injured trying to run the football. It was I think it might have been an RPO he was running. And the guy tackled him, fell on his shoulder. That's what you open yourself up to when you are running that type of offense. So they're going to lose that ability because this was a three-tier offense. Excuse me. This was the offense that was able to throw the football with Hurts. Hurts was able to turn around and hand it off, and they were – very successful, and then he was able to run the football himself, whether it be on a broken down play or a called run, design run for the quarterback. So that always put the defense in this dilemma. What do we do? Do we take away the pass? Well, if that's the case, then Jalen's going to either run on us or those running backs are going to get the ball and run. Or do we take away the run? Well, hell, they got two number ones on the outside in Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. So it was like, pick your poison, which one? Now, if he's not playing, that takes away one of the options,
right,
meaning the quarterback run option. Now we can play it a little bit more. Now that brings Philadelphia a little bit down to earth, going against a Dallas Cowboy team who has been one of the best at getting to the quarterback.
Hurts said today there's definitely a chance that he can play. So you're telling me there's a chance. Sirianni says if they got to go with Minshew, that they're confident in that. So there's going to be a bit of gamesmanship leading up to kickoff on Saturday on whether Hurts is going to be able to go or not. I mean, this is a big game, though. But Jacksonville helped you last week by beating Dallas because it pretty much guarantees that the Eagles are going to win that division.
Yeah, so well, the pressure,
they have to lose out, essentially.
Yeah, so
Cowboys have to win out.
I think the pressure, you know, has been taken off. They've sewn up pretty much the number one seed throughout the playoffs, right? Philly, or do they need to win one more game?
I don't know if they've sewn it up yet.
They're 10-2. No, they're 11-1.
They are
11-1.
The Eagles are 13-1.
13-1.
So no, they got
three more games left. No, four more games.
Yeah,
four
more games. Three more games.
Three more games left. So They need
clinched
to win
a playoff spot.
They need to win one more game.
Yeah, if they beat Dallas, they win the division.
Okay, well.
And then the Vikings are two games behind them for the number one overall seed.
This game, to me, now who does Philly have remaining? I know they got Dallas and then who? The Titans. No, that's Dallas. They got Dallas and then.
They have the Saints on New Year's Day and then Giants.
Well, shoot, they only have to win one of these games. So, yeah, it's a big deal in a sense of, you know, they lose their quarterback with a left shoulder sprain. But if you pick up one of these games, then he has. If you pick up the Saints game, you lose this game against the Cowboys, you pick up the Saints game, well, you can rest them at the end of the year, and then you get a first-round bye.
Yep.
So you essentially have – he would rest three of the 4 weeks.
Yep.
So they're still in a good position. The Cowboys need this win more than anything. The Eagles can lose this, beat the Saints, or end up, you know, winning the last game of the season versus the Giants and still be in a good position – in regards to their quarterback getting healthy. So, yeah, it's a big loss for them now, but I think in the long run they'll be fine.
Yeah, I do too. All right, and in the NFC, how much do you trust, even though it was a tremendous comeback, how much do you trust the Vikings? They're 11-3.
11-3, and everyone's, you know.
But they were down 33-0 to the Colts.
But everyone is still waiting for that shoe to drop with the Minnesota Vikings. And each and every week, the Vikings does something to make you wait a little bit longer. And last week was a prime example. People were getting ready to say, see, Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings, they have come. The real Minnesota Vikings have shown up. This is who they are. We don't need to worry about them in the playoffs. Well, the Minnesota Vikings had another thing to say about it. They came out after half and erased a 33-point lead by the Indianapolis Colts, and they beat them. So you're waiting for that shoe to drop, and I don't think it's going to drop no time soon. Now, when they get in the playoffs, you know, hey, it's different. You may, you know, win in the first round, lose in the second round. But I don't think that's indicative of, oh, the Vikings are not coming back down to earth. No, it's the playoff. You're playing against top-notch teams, you know, for the next 3 or 4 weeks if you last that long. So I think the Vikings are real. I think you need to be worried about them. They will go in. If they continue to, you know, play at this pace, they'll go in with the number 2 seed, which means if, you know, If Philly gets put out, then the road to the Super Bowl goes through Minnesota. If Philly continues to win, then those two will meet up, head up in Philadelphia. So yep. I'm trusting Minnesota from what I've seen.
I don't know.
They got the Giants, Packers, and the Bears left.
Yeah, it's Kirk
Cousins.
Yeah,
I know it's Kirk Cousins, but man, I mean.
I know he's a Spartan dog.
He's a Spartan dog, so I'm going to ride and die with him. But he has played well this season. He's from the passing yards to the touchdowns. He's thrown 11 interceptions, which ranks, I think, in the 25, 26, somewhere around there in the NFL. He's had a really good season. But what overshadows it is his prior seasons, you know, where he's had real good season and all of a sudden everything just, the bottom just falls out on him. That's what people are holding on to now with Kirk Cousins. That's why they don't believe Minnesota can do any damage in the playoffs because of his past history.
Is the team that could be sneaky, even though they're the third seed right now, the 49ers?
You need to worry about the 49ers. You do.
Oh, I think they're legit. Even with Purdy, I think they're
Purdy
legit.
Or, you know, any other quarterback. I think the one thing.
I think Nick Kiezer could line up a quarterback with that team right now.
They are stacked just about everywhere. That defense is playing really well at this point of the season. You know, they are they're a team that's getting in their groove at the right time. Now they need to get Debo back. I don't know if he's back yet or not. But once they get Debo back with that running game with McCaffrey, if Purdy continues to play the way he's been playing, it's going to be hard to beat them. Extremely hard. Because one thing they do is play defense and they play it aggressive. You know, you need to, if you Philadelphia and Minnesota, you better be glad you're potentially finishing 1-2, and those teams will have to come to you rather you going to San Francisco.
Yeah. Buccaneers, I have no faith in.
Nah, Buccaneers may get in. They will get in.
Well, I think they're going to win that division just by default.
It's amazing. It is truly amazing that this might be the worst division. You know what? This division has been this way before. I forgot what year it was where the teams really – it was like you're getting in. No, that was Seattle. Seattle got in one year, and they didn't have a winning record. But their division was so bad with San Francisco and Arizona and the Rams that they end up getting in with a losing record.
They were 7-9.
Yeah, so.
And they won.
And they ended up winning. Saints. Yeah.
Yeah, they beat, it was Hasselbeck and the Seahawks, and they beat Saints and the Breeze and the Saints.
Exactly. So, but this is turning out to be what the AFC West was that year.
Yeah. But here's the thing that bugs me about this, and I know why it is this way, but I don't have to like it. The Saints would, by my math, host the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Because they're a division leader and want to win a division, so they get to host a playoff game, even though their record.
You mean the Buccaneers?
Yeah, Tampa would host the Cowboys. Yeah, and I just, that's, I don't know. I don't like that.
It's unfair, but.
But there's got to be something for winning a division.
If you win a division, has to be some type of reward for winning
a division. The Titans are in that boat right now that they have a worse record as a division leader as the three wildcard teams.
Exactly, but they will host a playoff game if they can hold on to the AFC South.
Yep, and right now they would play Baltimore.
Yeah, and the way Baltimore is looking, you don't know when Lamar's coming back. They've had some other injuries.
I honestly like that matchup better than just about anything else.
Yeah, if you want, you know, now listen, it's going to be a tough matchup just because of the two teams and the history of the two teams competing against one another. But I think if you want a team that on paper you can beat, then Baltimore is that team, because without Lamar Jackson, it's not much they can do from an offensive standpoint.
Yeah. Coming up next, how close, or should the Titans be worried about losing this division? We'll discuss that coming up next here on Chase Willie D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase Willie D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason, hanging out with you, Nick Keyser. On the ones and twos, it's presented by Hair Club. Hair Club, love your hair, live your life, creating custom hair loss solutions for men and women. You can weigh in on our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Jeff in Hendersonville says, if the Cowboys and Minnesota win this week, Dallas will have nothing to play for against us. They will be locked into the 5 seed. That's true. I never really thought about that. You know, they're pretty much it would take a lot for them to win that division. So I they're pretty much going to be the 5 seed. So I think that is an interesting point, but with it being a short week, man, I'm gonna be so mad
if Dak doesn't play.
Yeah, I need to see Dak and Zeke. I've never seen them play.
Well,
I've walked by them at the Dallas Stars locker room before, and I was like, "Hey, go Cowboys!" But
you didn't want to say anything to him, like go up to, "Hey, I'm Chase. How you doing?"
No, I did. I did give Zeke some dap.
Oh, okay.
That happened.
All right, cool.
At least you gave some dap. Yeah, no, it was cool. I was like, what's up, fellas? Yeah, so that was nice.
Well, that would be a plus for the Titans if indeed, you know, it works out that way where that Thursday night game means absolutely nothing for the Dallas Cowboys and they may think about resting their players. That would be great for them. But I don't know if Dallas, maybe the last game of the season they rest them, but not the second to last game of the season.
How concerned, we didn't think we'd get to this point, but I would say my concern level of them actually losing this division is pretty high. And the thing that is really starting to concern me is, like, you heard Derrick Henry today.
Uh-huh.
Had a little attitude, which again, you shouldn't be happy right now.
No.
But, you know, how much of that is losing faith? Mike Vrabel said yesterday, we're not losing faith. You know, the guys still believe, but do they?
Hey, listen, you should have – did Kevin Byard get the memo? You know,
yeah,
after the game?
Okay, so this was Kevin Byard after the game on Sunday because I don't hear a lot of faith in this.
Yeah, we fought. Obviously, you know, didn't show up in the biggest moment of the game, which was obviously the last drive, so disappointed about that. But, you know, made some plays, but obviously wasn't, you know, good enough or enough to win the ball game. So that's what it comes down to.
What's the difference between this game and the last couple of games, KB? I mean, is there something that stands out in terms of what's not necessarily clicking or the execution at times? Or is there even a common thread?
I'm going to see a difference. I mean, we lost. So, I mean, that's probably the biggest thing I've been saying. We've been losing. She lost four straight, so I mean, I don't know.
Things slipping away?
I mean, it seemed like it. I don't know.
Jaguars one behind you, man.
I mean, we lost. I mean, division's still there, but personally, I can care less about that. Like, I'm not really into it. I mean, I obviously want to win the division and all that stuff, but I'm not really into it. Like, just getting to the playoffs and all that. It don't look like we're a team right now that's going to beat anybody. So we got to find a way to get back to work and beat Houston. I mean, That's all I can really do at this point.
Got to be Houston. Yeah. But, look, you can hear that frustration. You heard it from Derrick Henry today. And some of that's okay. I mean, they should be pissed off. But, I mean, I think it's a real fear that they could squander this and not make the playoffs at all.
Yeah.
Because they got to win the division.
There is a real fear. And I don't know how, you know, the players are thinking about this, but, you know, if one of your leaders come out and say some of the things that he said after the game, now listen, you can chalk it up to, hey, listen, he was just frustrated after the game, and, you know, if he had a day to sit on it, maybe he would have said something different. Yeah, you can chalk it up to that, but, you know, he's speaking honest truth right now. And he said, right now, it doesn't look like this team can beat anybody. And it doesn't. I don't care how close that Charger game was. If the Chargers were a much better coach team, it wouldn't have been that close. So in some respects, he's right. You know, they don't look like they can beat anybody right now. And they're not getting healthier. You know, guys that they need to play more than likely won't be able to play. And we just hope and pray that the quarterback is able to play. So am I worried? And should Titan fans be worried about them, you know, ultimately winning this division? Yes, they should be worried. Because 5 weeks ago or 4 weeks, you know, 5 weeks ago, we didn't think this could happen. Yeah. But look where we're at now. They're on a four-game losing streak. Jacksonville has gotten hot. They found a way to score 40 points on the Dallas Cowboys and end up beating them in overtime. This team is riding on a high right now. They have all the confidence in the world, and they beat you. They came into your place, and they beat you. Well, no. Was that down in Jacksonville?
No.
That
last year.
You know,
no,
it was here. Yeah. So you got to go down to Jacksonville at the end of the season and try to pull out a game that you might need to win in order to win the division.
You know, I think there's a good chance that they're going to need to win it.
Yeah, because these three games, these next, you know, the game versus Houston Saturday on a short week, and then turn back around and play the Cowboys, those are not easy games.
No.
You know?
And here's the thing with the Titans. Like, I look at the playoff teams in the AFC, and, you know, the Bills, they scare you because they have you know, good receivers. They have Josh Allen. Their defense is good. The Chiefs, same thing. They have, you know, they have the quarterback. They have good players. You know, they scare you. The Bengals, they scare you.
Yeah.
I mean, with what Joe Burrow seems to get better as the season goes on.
And their team seems to get better.
Yeah.
They seem to have gotten better.
Now, the Titans don't do anything to scare me.
No.
The Ravens don't do anything to scare me.
No.
Even when Lamar's healthy. I don't know. They're missing something. Chargers?
No, because they're head coach. They don't scare.
They got a bad. They got a bad head coach, but that quarterback. I mean, Herbert's legit.
If they just allow Herbert to play, then that would be better for the Chargers.
Yeah,
but the coach stands in the way a lot of times.
Yep. And then the Dolphins. The Dolphins have lost three in a row.
I don't know if the Dolphins have enough to win. What was it? What would it be? Wild card game, divisional round, AFC championship. I don't think they have enough to win three games.
Yeah, and I mean, right now they're the seventh seed.
Exactly. I don't think they have enough to win three games in the playoffs.
Yeah. They strike me as a team that is – it's not this year, it's next year.
Yeah, they're going to have to bolster
that defense. They're a few pieces away.
They're going to have to bolster that defense. And, you know, they're going to have to really think long and hard whether truly, you know, Tua is their quarterback. He did. He's been pretty good this season.
I think he's
slid off a little bit, you know, and then he had the concussion issue, and you know, he missed some games with that. But the way they started the season isn't how they're playing now. And the quarterback, you know, it's not like he's getting better each and every week.
Yeah. So that's the AFC playoff picture, you know, but. That's the thing. Even though the Titans would be the fourth seed, they'd host a game. You know, I think the conversation that week would be like, well, they're probably going to lose to the Ravens, even though they should beat the Ravens. Like the Ravens aren't that good. You know,
I think they should. I mean, they match up well with the Ravens. The Ravens are like the Titans; they're dealing with a bunch of injuries, but they're dealing with injuries at the most important position, and that's the quarterback position.
Yeah.
And the Titans aren't.
615-737-1025. Coming up next, your opportunity to win tickets to see WWE Raw on January 2nd at Bridgestone Arena. We will do that coming up next. Chase Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063 The Game. But first, Derek has a word on Cool Springs MD.
Yes, I do, and it's getting close to Christmas. And as I told you yesterday, man, I know you probably been doing a lot trying to get things ready and your energy levels are down and you're trying to figure out a way to get it back up. Well, I'm going to tell you how you do that. You go visit the good people over at Cool Springs MD. Because over the years, more men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. And Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife, Daphne, along with that experienced staff, give men the treatment required to improve their quality of life. Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men of Brentwood, Nashville, and the surrounding areas in Tennessee, that's including me, with improving their immune systems, energy levels, cognitive functions, and more. They are there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. And there's no better time now to achieve a healthy lifestyle. So man, what are you waiting on? Give Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and Cool Springs MD a call for that appointment today. Do what I did. Dial this number, 615-486-3458, 615-486-3458, or visit our website at coolspringsmd.com.
Time to play the game.
Chase Willie, D-Mace, 1025, 1063, The Game. That's right, The Game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason with you. Little Triple H bringing us back, Motorhead. Because on the line, tickets to see WWE Monday Night Raw, January 2nd at Bridgestone Arena. But you must answer our trivia question correctly. And, of course, I had to make it a wrestling trivia question. Because you got to earn these. I want wrestling fans to go to this. So, here's what it is. And it's Nashville-related. Mm-hmm. This summer, SummerSlam was at Nissan Stadium on July 30th, 2022. That's the last time WWE was here, was at Nissan Stadium, and Baron Corbin, then known as Happy Corbin, was defeated by whom?
Hmm.
Who did Baron Corbin or Happy Corbin lose to at SummerSlam in Nashville? 615-737-1025. You must call, not text, call and tell Nick Keyser the answer. The first person to get it right will win a pair of tickets to see Monday Night Raw on January 2nd. 615-737-1025. Who did Happy Corbin lose to at SummerSlam?
Happy Corbin.
Yeah, that was his name. Now was he's Baron again.
Was he, what belt was it for?
It wasn't for a belt, just a singles match.
Oh, singles
match. Baron Corbin was once a practice squad member of the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, wow.
Do we have a winner? Okay, and so here's the significance of this match, because he lost to his former roommate with the Indianapolis Colts, Pat McAfee.
Oh, wow.
It was a great match. So much fun.
Oh, man.
Pat McAfee.
That match was for the fans.
Oh, yeah. Well, McAfee, he's gone to wrestling school.
Uh-huh.
So he's pretty good. Logan Paul was on the card that night.
Oh, wow.
In Nashville. And Brock Lesnar picked the ring up with a forklift, so that was that was cool. It was pretty wild.
He picked the ring. What, somebody hit it?
Yeah. Roman Reigns was in it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's how
they roll.
Two behemoths. So there you go. Earlier we were talking about the Predators and how big of a week this is for them. They play Chicago tomorrow night. I have pregame coverage for you at 6:30. But as we look at them, as we approach the end of the year, David Poile was on with us earlier today, and there were a lot of questions about where his team is right now, how he evaluates his team. Yes, they won last night, but they were coming off a 6-game losing streak, and so there's still a lot of questions with consistency. But I brought up the players and the fact that you need the superstars to be the superstars. How do you get a consistent effort out of those guys? Here's some of what David Poile had to say.
I had to feel for Tanner Janot last night. I know he's so hungry. He's gone through a drought here. Again, another example of a guy who's capable of pitching in on the score sheet, and he really hasn't. He hit the post twice last night. He had a couple of great hits. He had a couple of other good chances where the goalie made the save. But that seems to be another example of a guy that you feel like if he does the right things, he's going to contribute some.
I totally agree. We were sitting upstairs watching the game, and we were just shaking our heads last night. Everybody sort of said the same thing all at once. If that was last year, that would have gone in. And this year, he just can't buy a goal. And his whole interview sort of on the same thing. It's either we're not doing the right things, or we're a snake bit, and we know the truth lies somewhere in the middle. That we've got to get in a better position. We've got to be able to accept the pass correctly and not spend too much time before you shoot the puck. It's just a lot of timing situation, but it's there. It's just the execution is not happening right now.
And that was kind of his overall theme through the interview. And there was a longer answer that he gave about the star players in particular. I asked him about how he evaluates John Hines through all of this. And I think it's everything is a constant evaluation of this team right now. And that's what it should be, because there is going to come a point where either things are going to get better and you're going to feel good and you move forward, or if it continues to be inconsistent, then what do you do? Because I think right now this team, we talked about the Titans being in a crossroads. Mm-hmm. The Predators are approaching that crossroads of what they are and what they're going to be moving forward.
And when do you think that comes into play? Like, what point of the season? Is it after, is it going into the new year? Is it the month of January, after the month of January? When is that point where, okay, it's either we, figure it out, or we're not going to figure it out. And that's where, that's where what they have to figure out. That's what David has to figure out. That's what John has to figure out. At what point do we start to go in another direction with this team?
Yeah.
So it's an interesting question. And what makes it that way is because you look at the roster and you know, they've added some people, but, you know, this roster isn't the roster of last year. It's gotten a little bit better.
Yeah, I think it's a better
roster.
You know,
but they're behind where we thought they would be. And it's because, you know, like David said, our top guys have to come in, night out. And be that reason why we win games and not why we lose games. You never want your top players to be the reason why y'all lost.
Right. And that's kind of been the case. Exactly. I mean, right now they're 8 points out of being in the top three in the Central, which would guarantee a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. Dallas, Winnipeg, Minnesota hold those positions right now. Wild card wise, the Edmonton, who they beat last night, and then Colorado, who they will see on Friday, they're 6 points behind both those teams. And they got St. Louis and Calgary in front of them, and then Colorado, Edmonton both have 36 points. So they're very much in the hunt, but yeah, they don't have a lot of room for error right now.
Yeah. At this point, you would rather be in it than in the hunt for playoffs. If you looked at it and they were in the playoffs – you know, fifth, sixth seed, somewhere around there. Okay, we're sitting in a good position. But when you're sitting outside the playoffs and you're saying, well, we're still in a hunt to get in the playoffs, it's good that you're still in a hunt, but man, oh, man, you can be out of it very quickly, you know?
Yeah.
If you don't, you know, get things right. And John, I guess he's trying to do what he can to sort of change, you know, where this team has been, you know, with the lineup changes or whatnot. He's trying to find a combination that works.
The thing that you brought this up earlier, the thing that I'm concerned about is, you know, if he rolls the same lineup, even though we know that Ryan McDonough is going to be back,
uh-huh,
David Poile did confirm that, and Jordan Gross was sent to Milwaukee. If he rolls the same lineup plus McDonough out that he did last night, you know, who's to say you're going to get the same results? And yeah, you're playing a weaker team. I mean, Chicago has only got 18 points. Chicago is mm-hmm awful. But I'm not going to sit here and say, yeah, the Preds should go win
mm-hmm
because they're so inconsistent.
Yeah, and that should be a game where, you know, this is a game that we need to win, but this is a game we are going to win. This team, from a personnel standpoint, is not – we are a better team. So let's go out there and prove to them early that we are a better team. Let's take what we did against Edmonton and let it bleed into the Chicago game, and let's go out there and dominate. I think if they dominate the game, they set a tone that gives them confidence moving into the next game.
Yeah, Chicago has lost 7 in a row. So, I mean, this is one of those you got to have it.
Don't let Chicago end their losing streak.
No, no. I mean, it's a rivalry game. Uh-huh. I mean, it's still that, you know. I mean, Taze and Kane are there, but you know, this is a team that you've kind of had you've had their number
uh-huh
a few times in the last few years. You need to get it tomorrow. And the other thing too, I'd love to see the Predators just have control from the jump, play 60 solid minutes, mm-hmm, you know, get like a 4-0, 4-1 win, something like that, put up some goals and just feel confident coming back to play Colorado on Friday.
Have you felt that way at any point this season where they've dominated, they've won a game, they came back and they dominated the game, and you felt good about the way they played in that game that it made you believe that, okay, I feel some, I see some here with this team?
Right.
Has it been that way at any point during the season?
Not really. No, I mean, the St. Louis game earlier in the year,
mm-hmm,
that was dominant. They won 6-2, but then they turned around and laid an egg against Washington. They beat Calgary pretty good,
uh-huh,
and then had to beat Vancouver in a shootout. But you know, that was a good win.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of played the best that they had played. That might have been their best game of the year,
mm-hmm,
on the road at Calgary back in November. You know, the Rangers was a good one that they won. You know, they had a couple of 2-1 games that kind of went on that stretch where they won. You know, they beat the Rangers, the Wild, the Islanders. But no, I mean, it's been inconsistent. And that's what's got to change. I mean, you want to see them, you know, they took control, even though it took overtime last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got the win, battled, had leads. You want to see them really, you know, flex their muscles against Chicago and then give Colorado a fight and see what happens at Bridgestone Arena on Friday.
Yeah, that's what you hope happens, that, you know, they play a good game versus Edmonton. They double it down and they play a good game versus Chicago, and then they come back. And, you know, it has to be more than just let's have a good outing versus, you know, yeah, Colorado. It has to be, you know, let's continue to do the things we had been doing the prior two games before facing them. If we can continue to do those things, if we were able to hold, you know, Edmonton in check for the most part, then we should be able to do that to Colorado as well.
615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll put a bow on things, but take your calls on the Predators, Titans, and call it a day here on Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 1025-1063, the game. Chase, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, the game. Chase McCabe, Jarrett Mason here with you. Just seeing a couple of news and notes from the NFL. Ian Rapoport reporting that the Colts have signed running back Jordan Wilkins to the 53-man roster. Wilkins was a Titans farmhand, too, from the practice squad, and placed running back Jonathan Taylor on IR, ending his season. And the Colts, I mean, look.
Well, that about sums up their season.
The Colts, after losing in the fashion in which they did last week, they are officially in what I like to call Cancun on three mode.
Yep, it's pretty much after you. If you're up, 33 points. I can't. How does it happen? Even if you, let me see, if you run the football and get at least, what, two, three first downs, yes, eating up what, maybe, I don't know, 6 minutes?
Yeah.
So you're telling me you couldn't get consecutive first downs and put the game away?
Nope.
Wow.
You could not. I mean, I feel like every time I looked up at the TV, the Vikings had the ball back.
Yeah, man, that is demoralizing for the franchise, period. Not just for the team. That's demoralizing for everybody associated with Indianapolis football.
Jeff Saturday?
Yes, everybody. Everybody. I mean, even the kids that are not even born yet, and their parents are Indianapolis fans, it affects them.
Right.
That was bad. That was a bad loss. Because there's not, what can you say after that?
No, it's funny too. I fired up the old Superbook Sports app during that game, and I think it was Jefferson had scored. They were still down by like two or three touchdowns. I was just like, you know, kind of think I might dabble here.
Did you dabble?
I dabbled, and I won big.
I'm sure you did.
I won big. So it was good. Because sure I just kind of felt like the Colts are going to screw
do Colts
this up.
Things.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, they did.
They did indeed.
So, wow, man, that's worse. Yeah, it is worse than what the Houston Oilers did.
Nashville SC putting out, I don't know if this is new news, but putting back out that they're back in the Eastern Conference. They've been around like 4 years, and they've gone back and forth how many times now?
I don't know, but this is what they played. Just listen to this.
I did. You have no idea the physical toll. The three
conference changes.
That's pretty good.
That's
funny. Little Michael Scott for you there. Predators in action tomorrow against Chicago. Let's go back to the phones. 615-737-1025. Bob wants to weigh in on the Blackhawks and Preds tomorrow. Welcome in, Bob.
We all remember the
infamous game against Arizona to end the season last year where the Predators squandered that huge lead. And last year they had a tendency to lose, I think, more than their fair share of games to the bottom feeders. And that's why the Blackhawks game tomorrow really has me nervous. Why do you think that they have so much trouble with teams below them in the standings?
That's a great question, Bob. Appreciate the call. I just feel like they fall into that trap sometimes of, and we've seen this with the Titans, that they just play down to their competition, which I've never understood why that happens. But, you know, I've never been a professional athlete either. But I feel like for you, Derek, you were always, it didn't matter who you were playing. If they were, you know, 0-10 or 10-0, I mean, you were going to prepare the same way because in the NFL, any given Sunday is a true thing. And I think it's that way 9-9 out in the NHL.
Yeah, you just don't know why that. Because my thing is, you're not good enough. Well, your record says that you're not good enough to play, you know, at a level that you know you play to the level of the competition in a sense. You're not good enough to say, okay, you know what, we're played to the level of Chicago because we know that, you know, ultimately, you know, we got goal scorers and we're going to score and, you know, it's we're going to ultimately win the game at the end. That's not the case. You don't know if you'll be able to do that. So why would you then, you know, try to say or believe, oh, we can take a night off because this is Chicago Blackhawks? No, I know they're bad, but they can beat you. You're not that good where you can, you know, take a game off. You haven't proven, you haven't been consistent enough to say, oh, we can kind of, you know, take our foot off the pedal just a little bit and still beat Chicago. No. You can't. You got to keep the pedal down on the ground. You got to be full throttle until you consistently win game after game after game.
Is that talked about? You know, if you know you're playing a team with a bad record and they're a bad team, is that something that you even need to talk about in the locker room?
I mean, you don't need to talk about it. It comes up in meeting rooms and you know, it'll come up that Wednesday when we come back and start going over the game plan and start, you know, scouting the team, you know, whatnot. It'll come up in meetings. Hey, listen, yeah, this is where this team is at, but, you know, look at these plays. This is what this team is capable of doing if you don't go out and do your job. You know, we would always come in on Wednesday and say if we were playing a team that we were better than, coach would put up like 5 or 6 plays of that team. Like good plays of that team, and say and tell us, listen, they can do this to you too,
right?
If you don't come out and play, and it's true, if you don't come out and play, you give teams like the Chicago Blackhawks, you give them that belief that they can beat you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You don't want to keep a bad team. Like what did I say? And the Giants turned out to be better, but you let a bad team hang around long enough, they're going to start thinking they're good.
Exactly.
And then you're going to lose.
Yeah.
And that's – we've seen it happen to the Titans. We've seen it happen to the Preds. I mean, it happens in sports, but I know that that's something that they're going to be preaching tomorrow. This team needs a confidence win. Even though last night was certainly a confidence win, they need to go back-to-back with confidence wins. Just go in there and open up a can – and then get out of that place with 2 points, but feeling really good about yourself.
Yeah, you have to.
The Titans need that too. The Titans need to do that on Saturday.
The Predators need it. You know, the Titans need it more than the Predators at this point because of where they're at, you know, respective to their sport in the season. The Titans are more so at the end of theirs still fighting for the division. Where the Predators, you know, they still have a lot to look, you know, a lot of games ahead of them. But, yeah, this is, you know, this is one of those games where, you know, as a Nashville Predator team, you feel good about what you did last night, but you know it means nothing if you can't go to Chicago and double down and win.
So, you know, we were talking about kind of the state of the locker room with the Titans and, you know, their attitude right now. Jared sent me the grid to get ready for his show. So uh-huh. they're going to lead off talking about Derrick Henry and his press conference today. And we noted that, you know, look, Derrick was a little moody.
Testy, yeah.
A little testy. This is what Jared said. Derek's press conference was like a 16-year-old girl who didn't want to talk to her parents at the dinner table.
I mean, listen, players, you got to understand, and I said this before, just as, you know, as a writer, you know, reporter, whatnot, you hate asking these same questions over and over again.
Right.
Players hate answering the same questions over and over again, but they know that the questions are coming, and they're going to, you know, it's after a while, they just get irritating. Like, yeah, listen, there's not much more I can tell you. What are you fishing for? You want me to say, you know, that guy over there shouldn't be on the team? You want me to say that, you know, the offense coordinator needs to be fired? Is that what you want me to say? Because if that's what you're looking for, I'm not going to say it, because right. that's going to bring more problems than anything. Just to appease y'all, I'm not going to do it. You
right.
know, I'm not going to give y'all anything. So I'm going to answer these questions, and either y'all are going to, you know, stick the microphone in my face or you're not. But you can't tell me how I should answer questions.
Did you prefer going up to the podium or just standing by your locker and people talking to you that way?
It didn't matter to me either way. And I was honest. You know, my thing is, listen, when we win, I'm excited. When we lose, I was upset, but I was excited that we had another week to turn everything around. That's just the way I looked at it. It was like, listen, I'm upset, but once I walk out that building on game day, once I go home and as I'm riding, vent, you know, and say what I need to say. But after that, it's done.
Yeah.
I'm moving on. Next time you see me and interview me, I'm going to be smiling.
Let's say I'm in the locker room today. I go up to Mason's locker, and I say, Derek, you got a one-game lead now in the division. What is your concern level of losing this chance and coming off this four-game losing streak?
My answer would be there's no concern. We just gonna go out there and play football. It's all we can do, win a game. Seriously, that's how I would answer. I'm not concerned about it. You know, we've dug ourselves in this hole. Now we got to dig. You know, now we got to climb up out of it. And I believe in the guys in the room. So there you go.
See, even you there, you had a little bit of that, you know, not attitude, but like it's yeah, like that's it's but like, that's as yeah. simple as it. I mean, it's really a simple
exactly.
answer.
But the person, the interviewer, doesn't want to hear that. They
sure.
want to hear, oh, this team's horrible. They want to hear, I'm pissed off. They want to hear, I'm mad at Vrabel. I'm mad at Downey. They want to hear, I'm mad at Bowen. They want to hear all that. But yeah. that's not the case.
No, but you left out something that you would say.
What?
They need to get me the ball more.
Yeah, I would have said that. I would have said it tactfully. I wouldn't have said they need to give me the ball more. I would have said it in a more tactful way.
Like, you know, I'm just looking forward to
catching
some passes.
You know, opportunity. You know, when opportunity comes, I got to catch the ball. That's all. You know, hopefully I get, you know, more opportunities this game. And, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, you would definitely be that guy.
But give me the ball. I don't think I ever got testy in an interview.
Not that I remember.
I don't think I ever got testy because my thing was, listen, I enjoy the sport. I love the guys that I'm around. I enjoy them. I hate losing, but I'm not going to allow losing to affect my life once I walk out of this building.
Right.
You know? So.
That will do it for us, but don't go anywhere. Stillman and Company coming up next. They will talk about Derrick Henry and the state of the Titans locker room right now. That's all coming up next, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
And we out.